listening to Strange Label.
Hello, this is the Chris Brake Show. I am Chris Brake. And I'm still here with my good friend John Rapp.
Hey.
And somebody else. But we'll get to that in a second. Let's do this. I forgot what that last note was for a second. All right, something special is happening today. We have our very first in-studio guest ever. And you might remember this gentleman because he was like our third guest ever on this show 2 years ago. And it is the Almighty Spit. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. What's going down? What's going down? Yeah, yeah. Almighty One.
Let me adjust.
Mr. Fuck Your Bitch.
I'll adjust that mic for you. All right, Almighty Spin. A lot has happened since we last saw you.
Yes, yes.
You, let me see here.
What did you bring up the good things before the bad things, though? Because I have a feeling you're going to bring up the bad things first.
Well, I have to remind everybody who you are.
Well, I mean, that's definitely the good things then.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's, well.
We're on the same page then, Brickster.
Last time you were on the show, we spoke heavily about, which we're not really going to talk about because we already covered it, but we spoke heavily about your upbringing and your dad abusing you and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't remember what else we talked about.
I made fun of the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
Yes.
What
is the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha?
Cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
John.
Yeah.
What is the cha-cha-cha-cha-cha?
Cha-cha-cha is Mark doing Chris Brake's laugh, although today I heard him do it to me.
I don't know.
Mark,
it's an over-exaggeration, obviously. You don't say cha-cha-cha,
obviously. You always claim that I do. I never understood that. You always go, cha-cha-cha.
Yeah. I mean, it's similar, okay? You know, I'm around the similarities of your really funny laugh.
Is it my...
I love your laugh.
Well, thank you.
It's a funny laugh. It makes me laugh.
Is it my...
oh, do the...
Yeah.
Shit.
So, Mark, what the hell happened to you? Last time I saw you, Mark, you... I don't know how much you weighed. You didn't look fat. You just looked like you could beat somebody's ass, you know?
Well, let's get things straight. For one, I still will beat somebody's ass and smack somebody right in their fucking face. I'll just be honest with you. You know, I was put on medication and lost a lot of weight.
So you were, yeah. Now you're really skinny, like super skinny. And your face doesn't even look the same. And plus, last time you had these really intimidating face piercings all over your face. You had like.
True change.
Couple lip piercings and multiple eyebrow piercings. You look like a scary motherfucker. Now you're starting to get that Ryan Gosling look going.
Oh, I see. All right, Chris. See, I'm going to have to fuck you up already before we even get on the air, bro. This motherfucker.
Am I wrong?
Dollar Tree made me take him out.
Oh, you have a job. See, and last time, I don't think you had a job.
And I'm not going to say anything bad about Dollar Tree right now.
Well, how can you? They pay you.
Well, exactly. So let's just, you know.
See, now, if you didn't say the name of the company, you could probably say all the bad you want. But since you started off with the name of the company, now you can't say anything bad about it.
Hey, man. The sky's blue.
Yes, it is.
It sure is. Well, now, Mark, I do want to say one thing. What happened to your Reverb Nation?
Man, fuck Reverb Nation.
Last time you were number 5, now you're 31.
Shit, I don't give a shit, because guess what? Reverb ain't shit.
Yeah, Reverb's a joke.
Right, and I realized, like, that whole internet famous shit, fuck all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Almighty Spit is a hip-hop artist.
I'm out in the streets, bro, you know what I mean? I got actual fans. Reverb Nation, that ain't fans. That's motherfucking people that, you know, just push a button, but they ain't fucking with you, you know what I mean? I'm trying to actually meet people and work, you know, on a... a business aspect, not just, you know, hey, fan me, buddy, and I'll fan you back. Fuck that, you know? For one, I'm gonna be completely honest. I won't listen to your shit. If you're fucking, if your fucking rap name starts with Young or Lil, I'm not fucking with you, bro. You feel me? Like I'm the spit. Almighty spit, not the mediocre spit or the subpar spit. You know,
young little spit up in here.
Yeah, oh yeah, young sizzle. It's like, all right, cause I'm gonna just go ahead and assume you're whack and live at your grandma's.
I'm in the lab.
Right, I'm in the lab, bro.
A lab with a pen and a pad trying to get the damn label off.
Right, cat, fat, sat, hat. Ooh, hard bars, cuz bars.
I just lost all track of what was going on here.
Oh, man.
It's nursery rhymes, rappers. Get out of here.
Andrew Dice Clay.
And you know what's fucked up, though? The fucked up thing is the shittiest ones are the ones that think they're good. You know, they're like, check out my shit. Young Rida.
Now, here's... Okay.
So, y'all want to touch on that? Hey, you said it. Y'all said it.
Who is Young Rida?
I think he looks like Pee Wee Herman, to be honest. I thought he was his son.
Is he a hip-hop guy?
Yeah.
He's an Indianapolis hip-hop artist.
I saw his video. Looked pretty good.
I mean, he's not horrible, but... I don't know. I really don't know. You know, I don't know the guy. I met him briefly at a show, and he showed up and left.
Like, he didn't actually
perform. He just fucking showed up and left. And I was like, who the fuck you think you are, dude? Like, you know, I'll fucking take you to Suplex City. You know what I mean? The fuck, bro? Hey, I thought, oh, Young Rida. This is another fucking rapper whose name starts with Young. So, right there. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't fucking with you, bro.
And he's white. That's another bad thing, right?
He's got mixed kids. So, apparently, he gets some brown sugar.
Ah, he's mixing up with the brown.
I mean, it is what it is. Shit.
He's Mark, living it real.
I'm pretty sure I've seen his baby mama. She was kind of tight, bro.
Mark, you're white.
So? Hey, saying. I'm a nigga, though. Get it straight, though. A motherfucking nigga, bro.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, on the fucking air, boy. Whoa. Let's take a Let's take a break.
Whoa. So you're telling me...
I'm going to give you my definition of nigga. Nigga ain't black, white, Hispanic, anything of color. You feel me? Nigga is a mind frame. It's someone who grew up in the streets and struggled, you know what I mean, and had to hustle their way and, you know, struggle for things that they had. Not somebody that was born with a silver spoon in their mouth or, you know, somebody that was privileged, necessarily. I mean...
Now, a lot of people don't like to be called that word. Like, but you're taking great pride in it.
Hey, man, a nigga's gonna be a nigga.
Now, is there a difference between the R and the A?
Well, I would assume so, Chris. I'm not gonna walk up to a black guy and, hey, my nigger, knock me the fuck out right now. Right. Just knock my fucking teeth out.
Now, do you say...
I say it in my raps, you know? I mean, shit.
But you say it with an A to black people, right?
I mean, yeah, I don't really...
You don't even notice what you're saying. It just comes out
of
your mouth.
I don't specify, like, hey, guys, I'm going to say nigga. Can I get the fucking okay? You know, fuck that, bro. For one, I'm going to put it to you like this. If you're black and you'd look at me and say, you're white, you can't say nigga, that was racist. That was racist. You know what I mean?
I'd never deny being a racist.
No, that's racist in itself because you're saying because I'm a certain color, I can't say a word. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I am saying that, you racist motherfucker.
He wasn't saying that you're saying that, but now you're
no,
saying that.
No, I'm saying if a black person tells a white person they can't say nigga.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? We're all human beings, bro. We can say whatever the fuck I want. You know what I mean? Who's going to tell me what I can and can't say? I got jumped back in 2008 for saying nigga. Stabbed in my fucking face.
But why still say it?
Because I don't give a shit.
You got to fight for your right to say the nigga, John.
Yes. I guess, you know, in a roundabout way, Chris, you're right. That's
now, let's not
is.
Pass over this.
Let's absolutely pass over this. This is like totally not
no,
a big thing right
not,
now.
No, you just said that you got stabbed in the face.
Yeah, 38th and Post.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I like. Oh, he was out there though.
He was out there though.
I'm fucking with them boys.
You're out there by the.
I grew up over
melody.
There. Like, no, my family. No, that's my family lives over there.
Yeah. That's a nice part of town, yeah. I used to live there.
Yeah, it was. You guys are funny.
I didn't live over there.
I did. I used to live sort of by 38.
I got fucked up out there.
What happened?
I said nigga.
To who?
A group of black gentlemen. I said one of y'all niggas got a cell phone.
Well, there was your mistake, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they don't have cell phones.
But you're not from
there. Wow, that was the mistake. That was definitely the mistake, Chris. Oh, thinking they had a cell phone.
They got beeped. I guess they got beepers.
Oh, my God.
The problem is you're not from their set or whatever, right? They're click. They don't know you around there, so you can't get away with it.
No, I just think they wanted to fuck a little white boy up. You know what I mean?
Well, that sucks.
They were racist for that shit.
Right.
I got plenty of black fucking friends that don't give a shit about me saying nigga. They're my niggas.
So,
shit.
Was there a conversation? Or did you just say that and then they just...
Oh, yeah. They stomped me, bro. That was it.
Damn.
I don't feel like that word is worth saying.
I'm
get,
with you,
to go
well, right, I mean, with all due respect, guys, if I looked at either one of y'all and seen y'all in the hood trying to say nigga, I'd probably laugh my damn self. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. We
it's
know
kind
not
of
to
a something.
That,
I
you,
mean,
right.
You got to carry yourself a certain way. And, like, I mean, I'm... Up the person that I am, I don't care what anybody thinks. If you want to fight me because I said something you don't agree with, I could just as easily walk away too, you know?
So you'd like, you like made an honest mistake where it's that natural, you know, you always like, I dare you go to Harlem and say the N-word or have a sign that says the N-word on it. You know what I mean? Like that's, everybody says you'll get killed doing that. And you just straight up walked up to a group of black people and said, any of you niggas got a cell phone?
I wasn't thinking in that aspect, you know? And
so you weren't. Yeah, so you're the,
I'm gonna tell you
you're
right
the
now,
farthest thing from racist.
The guy mean now, would I have done that? No.
So you literally didn't even see color. You were just like...
Nah, I still don't. You're just that like, shit's fucking stupid, bro.
That's
color.
Insane
what,
to me.
What is color? What it is, you know?
Well,
if I fucking rip your skin off, I see a dumbass skeleton on you like everybody else, you know?
It's pigmentation. It's caused by the way light is reflected off objects.
Can you put on some like scientific music for that little fact right there?
You ever heard of Roy G. Biv, son?
No.
Really?
Mark, do you know how magnets work?
Hey, you ever heard of D's Nuts?
Hold on.
Got him! Nah.
Hold on.
Ooh.
We can't pass this up. Mark, do I need to tell you about Roy G. Biv?
I think you do.
Roy is your guy.
Yes, Roy G. Biv. Chris Wright is a weatherman. And he came to my school when I was a kid.
He's a big fan of the show.
Was you happy about that?
I was.
You were excited?
It was like, this guy's a celebrity. It's Chris Wright.
Oh, my God.
Chris Wright.
And he
a local
stood up.
Celebrity?
Yeah. He's still on the TV. And he came on the TV, or he came up on the stage. It was in the cafeteria, and he told me all about Roy G. Biv, and he says it's the colors that make up the rainbow. It's the prism of light, of colors. You know, it's... you know, rainbows organized by red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. That's how you remember your colors, dude.
Are you saying he's gay?
Huh?
I don't know. Rainbows.
Now, that's homophobic, Mark.
I am homophobic.
Okay, so you be homophobic.
Slightly.
I'll
no,
be
I'm
racist.
Not gonna lie. Gay people are fucking hilarious. But I had
that's
a fucking
respect
I had a fucking cock gazer situation. A cock gazer situation that changed me, and I'm good. You know what I mean? If I get to know you, now what I did realize is the homophobia for me was I always thought if a gay dude was cock gazing or you know, even talking to me, he's gonna try to fuck me or be like, Hey, buddy, I'm fucking ready for your cock meat sandwich. What I realized is
so
if
Fat
you're
Albert,
not
are
gay,
you saying Fat Albert was a gay man?
Fat Albert came up to you one day and tried to
Hey.
What I'm saying in a roundabout way is what I've realized now is if you're not gay, they're not gonna try to fuck you. Obviously.
Right.
They ain't turning boys out.
Unless
you know what I mean, if you're in prison.
No, unless they're rapists.
True Chains.
What's that term mean?
You know, 2 Chainz the rapper?
Yeah.
True Chains.
I'm not homophobic. You're just heterophobic.
Hell yeah, boy.
Spit brought some songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I put them on the desktop.
I saw them. They're in a folder called Almighty Spit.
The Almighty One.
Should we listen to some of those?
Yeah, there's 2 of them, right?
Yeah.
They're Spit, whack. They're one? Really whack.
What, then why'd you send them to me? Spit, you said you were going to
I'm
come
fucking
up,
kidding. They're you, dope as shit, bro. Yeah,
you said you were going to come up
I with, am incapable of making bad music.
You said you were going to come up with a new track that you're going to debut.
I'm working on it right now. Oh, it's fucking really hard.
I thought
it's
that was
hard.
Today.
I do everything myself, Chris. I record the shit, write it, mix it.
You sound like Donyo. That guy.
Donyo uses a fucking 8-track. All
he's
right.
The only one in Indy that does, man.
Oh, guys. Snaptown Blues. Wah, wah, wah.
I feel like we have to explain who Donyo is now. Donyo was on our show.
Was he?
A long time ago.
He tried to be.
A couple times. Yeah. He tried to be. His name was Seth Donio.
Dog nuts.
He got
dog nuts.
He came on to speak about. He was basically. I was on Facebook and I was on the Almighty Spitz page, as I tend to be on Facebook, and I saw this Seth Donio guy talking a lot of shit about everybody's music except his own, but
about calling out everybody.
Yeah, about Mark's music. Then he was accusing somebody of breaking a microphone.
Stealing, breaking stuff.
No, he supposedly broke my dude Frank's microphone.
Yeah, he's the one who ended up breaking it, right?
I swear to God, man. That wasn't even me, dude. It fell off the fucking stand, you know? I don't know.
God, it's so full.
So I see this, and I got really interested in it. And
interested? You wanted to troll.
He's just such an interesting character. Like, who is this
No,
guy?
I wanted to document it on our show.
Right, and
so
you did.
I saw it. And I said, I said, "Hey, I haven't had Mark on the show in a long time. This looks like a good reason to have him on. This looks entertaining. This guy, this little Facebook feud that this Seth Donio guy is starting."
Yeah, he started it.
So I contacted Donio. I said, "Hey, man, do you want to come on the show?" And
right, you want to come on here and whine?
I said, "Do you want to come on the show to talk about this?" I specifically said, "Do you want to come on the show to talk about this Facebook feud?"
And hopefully iron it out.
And he said yes, but then he kept begging to talk about his music. And I told him, "Nobody wants to hear about your music. They'll be interested in your music when they hear you. You know, you're a personality. That's what will turn them on to your music.
Dude,
you know, you just come on and talk about music that nobody's heard about. Nobody's going to care about that. It's going to be boring." So he finally agreed to come on. And then he got mad because we didn't speak about his music. And we called him back and set up a time for him to come back on the show. And then he blew us off. And so we were trying to... He got really mad at us. He was bad-mouthing the show. He told all sorts of lies about us. Really, really pissed us off.
We blocked him from getting a job.
Yeah, I heard about that thing.
Which is
Chipotle.
Not true.
Chipotle.
Yeah.
But that was a lie. He,
well, obviously, that's a fucking lie.
Everything he says is a lie.
So anyway, so that's Donio. Why were
basically
you
in
about
a roundabout way, it was nobody.
It was a joke. He said he does everything himself.
Donio does everything himself.
You know, as bad as it is, he's still being supportive of my music and showing me mad love. So shout outs to Donio, man.
We try to shout out to him.
We got your t-shirts, cuz. I'm bringing you a t-shirt after the show.
I'm rocking mine right now.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bro, they're dope.
Does anybody have any idea what you guys are talking about?
The Donio t-shirts. Hey, he wants one, cuz. He wants one. I got to get him one tonight, all right?
He posted on Facebook that he wants it.
And he wants to meet DJ Bootleg, too, but I told him that's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not after all that stuff he said online.
I don't even know how to follow
you
guys.
No.
Seth Donio will rope you into the craziest conversations on Facebook. You just got to walk away. He'll just keep talking.
John, do you want to explain what happened on Facebook?
He does. He does do that.
With Donio?
Donio got talking to that guy.
Young Ryder.
Oh, God.
And, you know, it just went from there. I don't even know what happened. I don't even remember. At the end of it was...
He said he wanted to battle this guy.
Oh, that was a conversation with himself, though, because Young Ryder never actually got on there. Or did he?
No, I don't think Young Ryder ever...
Yeah,
responded.
So he talked to himself the whole time. I will play him in basketball.
Oh, yeah, he was
fucking
trying to...
Dude,
right,
oh, my God, dude.
Let me change...
Man, get the fuck out of here.
He's trying to challenge some Young Ryder to a basketball contest.
Bro,
online.
Tell me that wouldn't be the funniest fuck, though.
I would definitely go to that.
That's motherfucking Pee Wee Herman versus the retarded looking mad TV kid.
Billy. What's it? Bobby Lee?
No, not Bobby. That's John Jung. Oh. Unhung John Jung.
That's another one of the guys that you beef with.
He told me I wasn't dope.
Let me explain something.
I'm like, you're
this
Asian,
is getting,
dude.
This is getting away. Nobody has any idea what you're talking about. Spit, do you like other rappers? It seems like on Facebook there's always something going on.
I can't connect with anybody like in this city, you know, like, and I'm not saying that people aren't good. You know what I mean? There's a few that are, but. The Indianapolis music scene is not a music scene that's connected of, you know, artists and labels working together. You got people all trying to fight each other and be better. You know what I mean? The fact of the matter is, I know for a fact that nobody's doing what I do. You know what I mean? And I guess you could say on a grand scale, I kind of am better, you know, because I mean, everybody's doing their thing, but I mean, nobody's the almighty spit.
It's lonely at the top. And people always want to fight you. I think that's what
it
is.
I'll be completely honest. I ain't at the top of shit, and it fucking sucks. Cause, and it's hater shit, bro. It's hater
shit. Right.
It's so many haters, bro. I'm not going to blow up out of Indiana.
Hip hop is real competitive on the local scene.
You know, like, who the fuck's from Indiana? John Mellencamp? You know,
John Mellencamp's awesome.
And he is awesome.
He'll battle you. Every,
and that right. Yeah, fucking A right. But I'm saying.
Who the fuck's from Indiana? Like Michael Jackson?
It's just, it's rough, man.
Michael Jackson's pretty good.
Hip hop, for the hip hop scene out here.
Right. Yeah. You don't think of Indiana as.
And I mean, hip hop is a competition. So, you know, I used to be real humble, right? You know, like, hey, man, I want to work with you, buddy.
Right.
I learned that didn't get me anywhere. And I'm really way too good to be just sitting there kissing people's asses. Nah, bitch. You kiss my fucking ass. I'm the almighty spit. Who are you, Young Sizzle?
Can we hear a freestyle? Because this guy's talking about how badass he is.
Play one of the songs.
Play one of the songs.
I'm buzzing.
So you don't... Wait, you're too buzzed or you need to get more buzzed?
I don't know.
Donyo.
Get more, but I don't. Oh, play it, Chris. Donyo music. Ah, I love it. I fucking love it. Oh my God. Well, I bet he's listening. I bet he's listening to this right now.
You think so?
I think he is.
Donyo, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call, man. Get on the air.
Donyo. Seth Donyo.
Oh my God.
Which one do you want to hear? Is either of them Get It or Son of Satan?
I've heard both these songs. Get It is like a smooth stoner jam. Son of Satan is some whacked out shit.
Is that the trap beat?
I don't know what it is, man. It's crazy. It's awesome.
It's up to you guys, to be completely honest. I'm a little shitty. I couldn't finish the song. The song I was working on is really dope, but unfortunately, I'm a perfectionist, so... I've just been getting really pissed off about trying to get it perfect. You know what I mean?
Unlike Donyo, who uploads 6 drafts of the same song over right, and over
Ratchet
again.
Ratchet and Clank.
And never gets them right.
It always says, oh, you got to hear this new one. You got to hear the new one. It's way better.
Yeah, right. Right. And like the best one sounds like not even as good as like the worst thing I've ever recorded in my life.
Now, is he going to get mad if he hears you talking bad about his music like this?
I mean, it is what it is.
He's going to cry about it, but that's what the.
It
scene
is. Oh, you're
is.
Right. I'm a realistic person.
I forgot Donyo's a little bitch.
Yeah, the hip hop scene's all about fighting.
I wasn't going to say that.
Donyo.
I'm just being honest. You know, like his music sounds. The sound of it's horrible. I didn't say his lyrics were horrible. That his. I mean, he just over exaggerates his talent. Right. His guitar is offbeat. His drums are offbeat. It sounds... I'm just going to stop myself right
is
now.
Is it fat or whack?
I'm definitely fucking not fat with a pH. It's fucking whack, bro. Right,
let me clarify why I called Donyo a little bitch, okay?
Yeah.
See if I can dig myself out of this hole.
Wow, you are totally right about saying that.
What?
That he's a little bitch.
Well, here's why, okay? I'll tell you why. It's because... he begged to come on the show and get a real interview about his music. And he thought that we wronged him by somehow. And we made him look like an idiot, which he did that on his own.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to come back on the show. We said, okay, we'll put you back on the show and do a real interview with you. And when we called him, he didn't answer. And then he had all sorts of excuses. And a couple weeks went by. And we just forgot about it. And then we contacted him again after all his excuses were done and said, would you like to come back on again, you know, to do this serious interview? Like, he doesn't understand that we wrote out a really good series of questions.
You know, as bad as it is, the funny thing is, all those excuses, the reality is he's probably fucking masturbating, eating Cheetos, and playing Call of Duty. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't actually have a life, you know, not a girlfriend, fucking homies, you know what I mean? Like, what is Seth Donyo doing, you know?
Well, he was going to get the most respectful... intelligent interview that we've ever given.
I wasn't present for that interview, so I don't know what the fuck he said. I mean,
no,
I got the call and talked about the whole thing. He was upset, saying the almighty dick, whatever.
Right.
Oh man, you're so original, buddy.
He starts everything.
If you're gonna say something funny, say something like "spit don't swallow."
He starts,
you know, like something real fucking catchy. You know,
almighty
I mean,
stupid.
Bro, and like, I like
the almighty shit myself.
I don't, he's on Facebook talking shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what I was saying. I'm like, bro, I got fans. You have nobody.
The almighty
spittoon. So you're on my page talking shit to me.
Spittoon.
I like that.
I got off of Facebook because of Donyo, man.
What? I did not.
Donyo exiled.
Donyo blocked me.
Exile. I know he did.
Shout out to Seth Donyo, Reverb, or what's it? SoundCloud.com/Donyo1.
Donyo one. One. Number one.
D-O-A-N-Y-O 1.
I'd like to have a good relationship with that guy, but it's
so
never...
I wrote out this. I mean, like, I wrote out pages and pages. I listened to his entire catalog. Yeah. I pulled quotes from his lyrics. I was going to ask him about insight into his songs. Like, I was going to give this guy what he wanted. And he just would not, whatever happened, he would not come and do the interview. He just kept crying and whining about every single thing.
Yeah.
Like every detail, things that didn't even matter, he'd whine about it.
Yeah, are you guys going to do this? You guys better right. not do
and
this.
Right, and which, basically, from a logical standpoint, you come on the show, you answer the fucking questions, you go home. You know what I mean? You do what you do. Like, what the fuck, dude? Who are you? You know?
Right. Well, he's Donyo. He gets to tell you what he's
doing. Oh, that is right. That's just the fucking top dog. Right. Top dog.
He acts like he is number one, you know? Like, what do you mean? You know, you gotta bow to me. And it's like, what? You have no reason to be an asshole to us.
Let's play this song.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to do a side by side? You want to play Donyo? No.
Oh, bro, let's rock out to some Donyo. That's exactly what I want to hear tonight.
We have his entire catalog.
How about no? Let's just not do that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Dude, play that devil song.
Almighty Spit. Is it? So that's a new one, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not too happy about this song.
Coming at ya, this is the Almighty Spit debut premiere of Son of Satan. Come on, John.
It's not even a debut premiere. It's been on Shut fucking up. SoundCloud for like 2 weeks, dude.
Destroy the temple of our Lord.
Brothers, we must listen.
I don't know if this is...
Before we judge. And so I invite the prophet to speak. Tell us the message you bring from God.
Do I get this mix right? Am I fucking this up?
I have no fucking clue. I took them out of my ears, bro. My bad. I took them off, man. Oh. I get tired of hearing my own shit.
Desecrate everyone's records. The devil is maybe in line with a mask of hatred. Follow me down to the deepest abyss, and I promise you will get obliterated. I come from the land of pain. Welcome to my sanctuary. Multiple votes will get broken. They call me Colossus up at the cemetery. Satan raped the Virgin Mary. You gave that bitch his evil seed. 9 months later, that bitch giving birth to the demon.
And it's also known as me.
That rotting flesh of carcasses. Baby boy, it's time to feed. Decapitate you, just suck your blood out. Don't be fucking around with Almighty. 666 victims are cremated daily inside of my torturous chamber. Cause that is one way to get rid of my anger. Annihilate you fucking bitches with your chainsaw. Put the face me with the massacre so catastrophic I'm taking your face off. Got corpses lined against the wall. Morbid smell of decomposing. Lucifer chose me to blow up the planet and take the bitch over. So listen closely.
I do not give two fucks about your wife or your life. Bitch, I'll cross your skull and make your fucking children watch you die. Then I'll eat your brain like cannibal.
All my dreams are filled with the torture. Angels screaming, here come the vultures. Evil seeds of my agriculture. Jesus weeps, your life is now over. Lucifer, burn my soul. See the evil I behold. Rip my heart right apart. Leave my body lying cold. Lucifer, burn my soul.
Dude, this song is fucking crazy, man.
Rip my heart right apart. Leave my body lying cold.
What's my name, bitch?
Son of Satan, son of Satan.
What's my name, bitch?
Son of Satan, son of Satan.
That's right. Crucify, you leaving you hanging dead up on the cross. That's right. Crucify, you leaving you hanging dead up on the cross. What's my name, bitch?
Son of Satan, son of Satan.
What's my name, bitch?
Son of Satan, son of Satan.
That's right. Crucify, you leaving you hanging dead up on the cross. That's right.
Crucify, you leaving you hanging dead up on the cross.
Sight, go demented, might go ballistic. Feel the devil in my soul, the evil
lie invented. Time for you to die, please don't cry, I'm addicted. The blood and gore, that whole record, that wicked type of misfit. I'll sever the neck of the reverend, I reckon it's time that I finally be resurrected. Obsessed with the death and nocturnal deception. Don't question the sinister thoughts of the message, a plethora of destructive ways. Into the nebula, never to be
heard from ever again.
Throughout history, the misery blistering winds in the blizzard, obliterate into oblivion, bickering bitches, benevolence better than bastard, than bashing the brain with the blitzkrieg.
September 11th, the day that the devil injected America with the disease.
Satan coming back to make you pussy motherfuckers bleed. In the form of Taliban and ISIS, in this crisis we just sacrificed our lives to see everybody.
What are you trying to say to me? You should have just told me to knock that shit off.
Yeah, that's just part. That part's irrelevant. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, this is the weirdest song I've ever heard. Spit.
I'll be completely honest. I don't even like that song. I was fucked up when I made that shit. You know what I mean?
I like it because it's so far different from anything you've done. You know.
I just
not that I don't like your other stuff.
I wasn't happy after I made that. You know, like I was ashamed of myself. You know
why?
I was like, Spit, you've been a bad boy. It's a bad song.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It does not represent the almighty Spit. What it represents is kind of what you and me were talking about, you know, a man possessed by the devil, you know, like someone that believes he's the son of Satan. I don't know. I was fucking gone mentally.
Reminds
me
of a Slayer song, from the eyes of, exactly what you just said, from the eyes of a murderer.
Right, and I just felt like, I'm going to be completely honest, the day after I wrote it, I went to work, and I like almost fucking killed my boss, and I had to leave.
Wow.
Like, I was really fucked up, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like upset with myself. I was like, dude, I fucking made devil music last night. What the fuck, dude? I don't do that, you know what I mean? That's not me.
Does your boss know that this happened?
No. I mean, he knew that I was about to kill him. I mean, we got into an altercation. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of schizoed out, you know? And let's not touch base on that.
Right.
Let's not touch base on that. Because I seen you, Chris, your face there. But, you know, let's
I got a wall between us.
Yeah. I seen your head move. Just you had that thought. Like, well, let's talk about that.
Do you think you were possessed by some spirit that made you do that?
I mean, I don't know. It's not, I don't really remember it, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of strange. It sounds like the Dark Carnival visited you.
No. No, guys. No MMFWCL fucking whatever. Much motherfucking Wicked Clown Love, boy.
IDK, what that means.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
It's fucking. It's basically
one step
fucking
closer
idiotic.
To being down with the clown. Nothing right, like wrong like, with that.
I respect the clown.
Yes,
but I'm not. Down
why
with
is
the
that
clown.
A thing? You know, like I don't know. I can't talk shit. I got a hatchet man tatted on me. But also, I was an idiot.
You got a fucking hatchet dude tattooed on your arm, sir.
I sure do. Hey, you know what? Hey, people change. Things change. You know,
do you have any other tattoos that you don't want on you?
No, just that. Actually, no, all my tattoos are kind of shitball. But,
shitball?
Yeah, they're like not good quality.
What's wrong with them?
They are bad quality.
What do you mean not good quality? Look at this fucking thing on my arm, dude.
Okay, that's shitball. What is that? Modern Warfare 3?
Mad Wicked Clown Love, dude.
It doesn't matter what it means, but
Modern Warfare 3.
Hey, that's what I thought, dude. It said MW3.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm fucking thinking Call of Duty.
That's not fine. That, it's not that meaningless.
But
I'm going to video this game
thing,
tattoos.
This thing was given to me.
I've seen dumber tattoos in my day.
Well, no, but this thing was given to me with a straight-up sewing needle and India ink.
That's a jailhouse tat.
Yeah, with just lots of dots.
Lots of
so
pain.
So you
want
to talk about shitty tattoos. I mean, look at this. You can see where the girl who's given to me, her hand got a little wild. And the dots got outside of where they were supposed to be. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, look right there. Looks a little pinprick.
Were you intoxicated?
See that? See a little dot? That's not supposed to be there.
Listen, my cross. If you look at my cross, look at my cross. Look at my cross, Chris. There's a J. Dingleberry where I had Jasmine's name. Remember Jasmine?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you, Marcos.
Let's not talk about her.
Well,
no.
you brought her up, sir.
That was a quick thing. Let's get over it. Let's sweep it under the rug.
Do we want to hear the next song?
Guys, my fucking shit is whack.
Look, Jasmine does not get swept under the rug. Jasmine flies on the magic carpet.
Oh. Hey, she's actually in prison for selling meth.
Oh, no.
Mm. Yeah, let's sweep it under the rug.
I think you just did. Mm. Oh, man.
And she's got like 3 kids, dude. It sucks, man. I feel bad for her.
Now, what about your current girlfriend? You hang out with some wild ones, Mark. Is your current girlfriend, is she going to end up in jail for selling meth?
I'm not going to say nothing about that.
Yeah, just say no. That's all you say.
Yeah. I think you take a cue from John on this one.
True that. Let's just, next question.
Absolutely not.
Next question.
I'm sure those were their decisions, right? You did not have anything
next
to do
question.
With
her going I mean, to I'm jail. Not going to say I'm a good influence, but I mean, question. I don't sell meth.
Let me write a secret note here for you, Mark. There you go. It says no.
That's a reflex right there. Just get used to saying that. No.
Yeah.
No.
It's actually asking.
I'm not a radio guy. You guys are radio guys.
Honesty doesn't
I'm
fly
a fucking dope rapper. I tell the truth. You guys are radio guys. You guys do the whole scripting. Hey guys.
Well, no, that's how we get in trouble. That's how we get in trouble. We don't do the scripting thing. But if you want to not get in trouble, you just say no to questions like that.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just
what? Now everybody now
you're gonna get in trouble.
Let me
when
tell
you
what's going through. Let me tell
you. I didn't say anything.
Let me
I
tell
said
you
nothing.
Didn't say no.
Let me tell you what's going through.
True.
Let me
true
tell you
that.
What's going through everybody's head
up, John.
Right now. Okay?
Shut up, John.
Here's what's going through everybody's head: that your girlfriend deals meth. That's what's going through everybody's head. Right
okay,
now.
Definitely. That's all right, guys. I'm gonna. Nobody even knows who she is. You guys are making this a bigger thing than it
but
is.
She's sitting in the room, so it's funny
could,
to talk
we could
about
probably.
Her.
You know what's even better is we could just edit this whole part out the whole show.
No.
We're keeping this, bro.
No.
Oh my god, dude. You guys.
Well, she probably
them.
Doesn't
I'm not,
deal meth.
I'm not saying her name for her
no,
own protection.
No, she doesn't deal meth. I just,
well,
I mean,
yes, but when we ask you, when we ask you, it's like I was making a stupid joke, like, oh, your girlfriend. What about your new girlfriend? She's
okay. What? She got in trouble for smuggling meth into a prison back in the day.
Whoa, wait a second.
Bazinga, okay, so there you go. There, the fucking truth comes out, guys. You happy now? You fucking happy now, Chris?
I was teaching you how to avoid these things. I wasn't even picking at, I wasn't trying to get the answer out of you.
That's how I felt.
I didn't think there was an answer.
Well, there's the answer.
It sounds like you don't have to worry about it.
She was just on house arrest. I mean, it could have been worse, you know?
Already learned that lesson.
Just
no
on house.
Smuggling meth.
See, you shouldn't have brought this up, Mark.
He's truthful. Like,
so,
dude,
okay. So,
know,
on house arrest.
As
no,
bad
it's,
as it is, guys, you can edit this whole thing out.
We're not going to edit out. And we
you should.
We have not said anybody's name, so that's very, very good.
Hey, you know what? Change the subject. Yeah. Nah.
So, how do you, hold on. House arrest for possession of meth? That sounds like really lax, right?
Slap on the wrist.
Smuggling
it into a prison.
House arrest for a drug smuggler into a government property.
How did you?
You have a mic over there if you want to talk. You don't have to.
Oh my god!
I just changed myself around.
No, no one's judging you.
No, I'm asking how you got off with house arrest.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But if you don't want to talk about it, you do not have to.
Was that?
She said, "I am the fucking shit." It's about as good as answer as any.
Well, hey,
can you tell me if
cheers.
You can you tell me if you if you will talk about this or if you don't want to?
It doesn't bother me.
Okay, can you talk into that mic?
Oh my god.
Okay, so now how do you get? So what was the charge? Smuggling?
Just the possession charge.
Oh, just a possession? Mm-hmm. Why'd they do that? Did you have to tell them who you're giving it to?
Nope. I wouldn't snitch on anybody at all.
Wow. Well, how does that happen then?
That's my girl.
Yeah, I thought meth put you away forever.
Yeah, typically. But when I got bailed out of jail, I just went straight back to college, got a full-time job, and just showed them that I was changing my ways around. So
nice. That's a good idea.
That's really good.
That's probably not what 95% of the fucking idiots that, you know, get arrested for that do.
Yep. Do anything but that.
I'm curious about that. How much were you getting paid to smuggle it in?
A good amount.
Lots of cigarettes.
Like more than $1,000 or less?
Way more.
Oh, way more.
I was definitely covered.
Were you just smuggling it or were you using it too?
I was just smuggling.
Okay, see, that's, I think
she's she's not a drugger.
Seen what it looks like.
See, now that's how the smart, yeah, that's how you do it.
No hands on.
Because also, I bet they wouldn't even want to give it to you if you were a user.
Yeah.
Because
they wouldn't trust you with it.
Yeah. Right, motherfucker, what happened with the drop, man?
I don't know, man. Someone took it.
No. Oh, shit.
That's crazy. Because you always hear about drugs being smuggled into prisons, but not. Now, how do you take drugs into a prison?
I have really big boobs.
And they're not going to fill you up there.
Okay, so you just put in your bra?
Yeah.
So nothing fancy, like in the lining of your bra or anything like that, just straight up, just between the bra and the breast.
Yep.
Wow.
It's pretty ballsy.
What was my other question? Oh, yeah, how many times did you do and get away with it?
Never, actually. To be honest, you weren't very good at this. I didn't get caught this time either.
You didn't even get caught.
I was snitched on.
Spit.
Motherfucker, this has nothing to do with me. I wasn't with her. I wasn't with her at the time. I love how you just assume that. John Rapp. Boom, psh. Boom, psh.
So you think spit squeal
it
on
it? Was spit. The bitch spit.
You started squealing
spit's
on her pretty early.
Spit's a fucking poser. Spit's a poser. He's a fucking whack rapper.
You got with Donya and you guys both. Yeah, I got an idea, man.
Hey, man. Yeah, it was her. She's got fucking meth, man.
Where's Seth now, mom and dad's? She's in fucking jail.
Oh, man. We're going to keep talking about him until he comes on, I think.
I think we should. Should we call him?
Probably not. But, you know, it's frustrating. He's the one guy who, you know, we want to have him on the show. He just won't do it. Actually, I think I banned him from the show. I got so mad at him that I told him he's banned for life.
You guys have that, a ban?
I just gave.
How do you get fucking banned from the Chris Break show?
I just gave Mark an e-cigarette. Do you want that or not?
Yeah, I don't want it.
Oh, okay. I'll take it back.
I mean.
I was just throwing it at you.
I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Normally people like to smoke e-cigarettes in here. I don't know why.
Yeah, fucking e-cigarette.
Good for you, man. So Donyo's banned from the show. How do you ban him? You say, you're too big of a pussy to come on the show. And when he doesn't come on, you say, you're banned. So he wasn't coming on the show anyway, but John banned him for life.
For life.
Even though the guy didn't want to come on the show in the first.
Right, that's, and it's what, like, you know, do you want that over your head? Do you want that over your head, sir? Do you want to be banned from the Chris Break show? That changes you.
That's what he said. He's like, ooh, so what? I don't even want to come on anyway. I was like, there's this guy.
You know.
He made me so angry.
I don't know how you let him make you mad.
Because, I don't know either.
He was, some guy was trolling him who was posing as me. Right.
I saw that guy. Which, it says he's Crease Break.
Right. Which, yeah. Try explaining that to Donyo.
Yeah. Some guy was posing as me on John's page and he was trolling Donyo. And Donyo got so mad at this guy that Donyo was like threatening to beat him up.
Oh, hell no.
He's going to beat him.
Oh, my God.
Donyo was making all sorts of threats.
Yeah. No one escapes the threats, even the fake Chris Break.
Yeah. Right. I'm sitting back looking at this.
This
is like,
everybody.
And I didn't even stop it. I didn't even complain that this guy's using
my
name.
Real, it's always the imaginary Chris Break. I'm going to whoop the imaginary Chris Break's ass.
It was hilarious.
Fuck the fake Chris Break.
He starts stuff with everybody.
Will the real Chris Break please stand up?
And I know who it is. It's a fan of the show, you know, but he was posing as me talking trash to Donyo, and it was the funniest thing ever.
You know, as bad as it is, though, the shit he was saying was true.
Yeah, he just really he wanted to hear Donio on the show. He was like, yeah, he had the blue balls or whatever. He's like, I keep hearing about this Donio. When's he gonna come on?
And he kept calling Donio a pussy and a liar.
I saw that.
He was saying the nastiest things to him. Yeah. But like you said, you know, they were kind of half true.
They were kind of true.
But it just went on for days.
It did, on one of my posts. On one of my posts.
Yeah, went over to your post.
Remember I said, guys, I hope you know I'm laying in bed right now. And I'm fucking getting mad notifications. It was, and I'm like, dude.
It was on John's post. It lasted for 2 days. I think it ended up with 130 comments on the post. And it was just Donio and this guy going back and forth. And anytime Donio would change the subject, this guy would just call him a liar and a pussy again. And yeah. And Donio's like,
I've seen you guys.
He's like, I'm going to beat you up, man.
I seen he made some memes about Seth. And then Seth, thinking he was you, made memes about you.
I didn't see that.
It There's a Chris meme of your face that says, this is what single looks like.
I am single.
Well, okay. Well, then fucking A.
Now, which picture was it? Was it the...
I don't know. He took your... the one of your fucking face disc. Turned into a bunch of fucking sloughs.
Awesome.
That's... Yeah, that's... Wow.
He took the psychedelic...
I'm pretty sure that's it.
He took the psychedelic one.
He did his little work possible. He took your profile picture.
Let's see what Donio doesn't
wait,
know.
That's not even yours.
Well, Donio doesn't know.
I like the Seth is the man meme.
Seth is the man?
That fucking meme is funny. And I started putting it on all my shit.
I think we're
He started putting it on all my shit.
I don't think anybody knows what we're talking about. Yeah, Seth Donio was battling this guy on the comments. So Donio like called backup, like imaginary Facebook friend backup. So he got one of his friends to comment on the thread.
He literally did.
Yeah. Like, he was like, I'm going to get my dude. And
what was his name?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
And all the guy said was...
he brought this guy in to back him up on the thread. Like, these guys are...
Yeah,
shit.
And all the guys
right, like it's like fucking the Warriors, but with Facebook.
Right.
But what the guy said was, Seth is the man.
Seth is the man.
That's what he wrote. So then, yeah. So,
he basically brought in the retard squad. Like, yeah, man, here's my fucking cronies.
Yeah, so then it turned into this weird thing then to where anytime, like that guy was supposed to help Seth, but then anytime Seth would comment or say something, the Crease guy would just say, he would just say, you the man, Seth is the man. And it was just this epic trolling, and Donio kept like threatening to call the police,
yeah,
and
call the FBI,
and that Crease guy was like, he's like, you know, you could just block me, right?
Right, right. Like that's like, yeah, I ought to hit the block button the first day.
Right. Yeah, right.
And then Crease told Donio, you know, because Donio's like, man, I want to beat you up. Who are you? He's like, you don't know me. And then that Crease guy was like, Donio, I've actually known you for 3 or 4 years.
Oh, hell
yeah,
no.
So,
that's really creepy.
Yeah, and then Donio says.
I saw that. He's like, man, you're starting to fucking freak me out, man.
Yeah, he's like, you just stepped over the line. You'd get in a lot of trouble for saying that.
Frank brought me over to Seth's when we were beefing, and Seth fucking flipped the fuck out. It was super funny. Because I was like, Seth, I'm here to bring you your shit back, you know, like your amp and shit.
And this is in real life.
And yeah, this is real life, dude.
IRL.
I fucking get out, right? And I fucking walk up to Seth, and Seth's like, oh my God, Frank, what the fuck, man?
Was he?
You bring him over to my fucking mom's, dude? Like, dude, what the fuck, man?
Where were you supposed to take him?
Wait, what's the problem? Yo, you weren't supposed to be at Seth's?
Me and Seth were beefing. I ain't fucked up about it. I'm bringing your fucking amp, bitch, nigga. Shit, take your fucking shit, dude, you know?
Wait, what were you beefing about
this
time?
Was around the time of the whole, I don't know. I don't even remember what he beefed. He got mad because I didn't want to work with him. Seth Stock.
He's always. Yeah.
Seth Stock.
Yeah, man.
Seth Donio.
So this guy tried to work with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even know what his grounds for working with me was. I just felt like he was fucking trying to dangle for my balls.
Hold on. We first met Donio. He was talking bad about you, saying you sucked. And then, you know, we called him out on it on the show. He came on, and then he said everything was fine, and you guys made up. And then after that, you guys started working together?
I've done nothing with him. I ain't done anything with the gay guy.
But he played...
My bad, I almost said that gay guy, but I'm... the gay guy.
Are you homophobic?
No, I just think he's a little gay dude.
Is your girlfriend a meth dealer?
A motherfucker. I'm a meth dealer, Chris. You want some meth right now?
No.
Yeah, exactly, I'm not.
You want an e-cigarette?
Yeah, let me get it.
You got any gum?
No.
Why do you keep asking for gum?
I don't even know. Like, what's? I don't fuck with e-cigarettes, dude. My dad. Let's talk about my dad. He runs Red Crane Vapors in Shelbyville.
Oh, shout out Shelbyville.
Shout outs to my dad, Red Crane Vapors. Odd name. He's the fucking vaping kingpin of Shelbyville. So he's fucking he's running the game in Shelbyville for the vape world.
So
not sure if he gets laid off that or what, but I mean,
if you're ever in the Shelbyville area and you need to get your vape on, you can stop by Red Crane Vapors, and if you mention the Chris Briggs Show, you'll get an additional 10% off.
That's not true at all.
Slap in
the face.
Not
listening to this, man.
What?
My dad?
No, 10% off.
Wow. Selling dreams. I love you guys.
I don't think he would mind that.
Ah, fuck it.
Because, I mean, really, because that's what
actually,
you...
Yeah. Take that out.
Because I think what... Take what out?
Whatever I said.
What'd you say?
He did take it out.
Okay.
He muted the mic. He's got a 5-star review on Facebook. 35 votes.
Forkin' A. Who?
Your dad, Red Crane Vapors.
Did you just look him up right now?
Yeah.
Fucking stoner.
What do you think John's doing over there? He's the producer of the show. He's got to be two steps ahead of the game. He needs to know what you're going to say.
Well, I just said he's the kingpin. Like, he runs the Shelbyville vape shit. He put everybody out of business. All right.
Oh, he put people out of business.
Yeah. Like, he's legit, bro.
Now, does he live in Shelbyville?
No.
Now, how does this work? Because let me tell you something. I got a buddy who, should I say the type of product that this guy sells?
Sure.
Okay, here's a guy now.
He's a buddy, right? A buddy. You're not saying his name.
Look, here's a guy who went to Shelbyville, doesn't live there. He opened up a store right across the street from another store that does the same thing. And he's not from Shelbyville. But nobody's going to his business because the other store has been there for 20 years and they live in Shelbyville and they're all a community. So, basically one day he got a cup. He went to open his store and he got a cup from the competing store across the street. It was one of their brand cups sitting in front of his entrance with poop in it.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's extreme.
Bazinga, that's fucking beyond. You shitting in cups now, because this is a fucking next level. This is a next level shit. We ain't fighting, motherfucker. I'm shooting you when I see you, guys. Who the fuck did this?
Dude, that's some Sharon Osbourne.
Whose shit is this?
That's what I was going to say,
Sharon Osbourne.
I'm not going to say shit happens, you know? Like, whose shit is this?
If it was his own, that's really passionate.
I can only imagine being all alone. Like, whose fucking shit is this? I'm upset.
So you go up to there and you smell the fragrance of poo at the window. And you see big pile of poo in a cup.
That's some bullying ass shit. That's some bully shit.
So you're bullies. So spit. Your dad went into this Shelbyville and put everybody out of business?
He sure did.
How do you do that?
I don't know. He's good. He's got some good deals. Fucking the other people suck. They really suck bad.
What about the location?
The shops are small. He offers a lot of juices. He's put a lot of money into it to get the money back. You know what I mean?
Are you familiar with the term popcorn lung?
Yeah.
Mm.
We've talked about that, actually.
Is he worried about that?
I'm going to be completely honest. He fights really hard for, like, his whole vape thing. Like, I don't even really know. He takes it really deep. He gets mad. Like, motherfucker, vaping saved my life.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's good. He takes his...
I'm like, all right, bro. All right, man. Never mind. Shit.
Vaping did save his life, though?
Yeah. He was smoked for 23 years. He quit cigarettes and has been vaping ever since.
Nice.
It's what? Vegetable glycerin and fucking flavoring and nicotine?
I don't know.
I'm going to be completely honest. It can't be worse than cigarettes.
Yeah. Especially all the additives.
Can we do another first?
Yes.
Can we... Can we enjoy some herbals?
Yeah, we
I second that.
Play that Get It song.
I second. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yes. Yes. Oh my God.
All right. Let's shut the mics off. You play Get It, and we'll get it.
Fuck.
All right. We'll be back.
We get it. We get it. We get it.
Make your music career. Music career with Platinum Solo Beats. One.
Way.
What's up with the bitches that are chillin' in the back of the nap town? Talk about the spit, bro. Does anybody wanna come up to my motherfuckin' face and talk about the shit, bro? Nope, nah, I'm just tripping. I ain't really trying to get in with you bitches, cause I get choked. Point, smoke another joint, take it to the head, let's roll another boy. Let's do it, let's get real fucking stoned, though. Rolling up that good weed, that's all that we smoke, bro. Rolling it up in the strip, the living up just out of song, though. Let's get stoned to the motherfucking dome, bro. My mind is clouded, but I'ma keep on smoking out. Skitto squad, got that troll, what you talking about? We be like, let's get fucking stoned until the night is up. And after that, not fucking standing up because I'm high as fuck. Oh, roll that blunt, let's get high, get stoned as fuck. Get that weed, pass it to your homie, come and smoke with me. Oh, let's get high, take it to the head, nigga, don't deny. Let's get fried, I'ma roll another blunt, I'm tryna get real high. We get it. We got that weed, OG Kush in a straight blue dream. Got that Kush in a wax on deck, homie holler at us if you feed the bomb ass trees. Somebody better hand this young nigga a lighter. I'm a fighter in this game, bitch, 300 Leonidas. I'm the tightest on the rap flow, spit throws an asshole. But guess what, bitch, can't nobody chop this fast, bro. Pull up in the middle, get another cigarillo. When we smoking every second of the day, white widow, better roll another doobie. Got the munchies like I'm Scooby. Let me get some Jolly Ranchers, cause I'm feeling something fruity. So look at the bitches, they nodded they head, cause they know that we smoking up in the jacuzzi. Pineapple cushion, sour diesel, blow than a bitch, and I'm feeling like cruising. Taking it up to the head, I've been high since 6 a.m. Blueberry headband, up in the willow, I'm going ham. Smoke, let's get high till we can't stand. Take a bunch of fucking dabs till we look like Jackie Chan. Roll that blunt, let's get high, nigga, stone as fuck. Get that weed, pass it to your homie, come and smoke with me. Let's get high, take it to the head, nigga, don't deny. Let's get fries, I'ma roll another blunt, I'm tryna get real high. We get it all day. We get it always. We get it all day. Smoking on that pole until we choke, boy. Come and take a puff of that good stuff that we smoke, boy. Do you really think you can do it? Smoke till you ain't moving. 20 dabs to the face, it got me looking stupid. Let's do it, let's get real fucking stoned, though. Rolling up that good weed, that's all that we smoke, bro. Rolling it up in the strength of the dome, and we know just how to smoke, though. Let's get stoned till the motherfucking dome, bro. We get it, okay. Get it, okay. We got that weed, OG Kush in a straight blue dream. Got that Kush in the wax on deck, homie holler at us if you need the bomb ass trees. Yes, get the soul squad, I'll just take it to the dome.
That was the always fit. Get it.
Sorry, guys, I'm a whack rapper like Peter Grimm.
Well, that was the first. I've never indulged so quickly. I don't think I've ever smoked anything like that in which, on the show.
I'm not high.
Before. I don't do it that often at all, so one.
Oh, wait, the back in the day, though, want to smoke a bowl?
I feel like I just got the...
Can you say that for me? Want to smoke a bowl?
You know, Mark, I feel like I just got the power combo. Because that's how long was that song?
3.5 minutes.
So somehow in that 3.5 minutes, you made me...
Oh, shit, you made fuck. Me, all right, we took a couple shots, yeah.
You made me smoke weed and take a shot.
Two shots. Two. Oh, wait, take this shot right now.
Okay.
Yeah, on air.
All right.
Sorry about you guys.
Thanks. Oh, we have to... He's giving me the mad mug. I forgot to tap it with him, John. He looked pissed off.
Yeah. Hey, what the fuck, dude? You ain't going cheers. What the fuck, right. Dude? I hate when I go to like shake up with somebody, but they don't see me, and I'm like, oh.
They leave you hanging.
You just dissed the Almighty One, boy. Well, now I gotta take you to Suplex City, boy.
The great one.
First, Mark poured us shots, and he turned his head and he looked over, and I'd already drank mine.
Dick move.
Yeah. So he made me drink another one, which I haven't even drank yet. But he just slammed his.
Well, what the fuck, dude?
Who the fuck are you?
We cheered. We fucking cheered. years.
Yeah, but I thought we were, I thought, you know, you just keep it
oh,
up.
Oh, same
the,
time thing.
You have to have the eye contact and the nod, right?
No.
You cheers.
The cheers,
and then you
the
do
cheers is cool.
You say cheers.
And if you miss the cheers, you can at least
don't
take
flip
it at
this
the same
on
time.
Me, Chris. Don't flip this on
Man,
me.
You
You're the asshole.
It.
You are the asshole.
You done flipped it.
You're the dude. Oh, my God.
Look,
next
bro.
Question.
Look, bro. All I'm saying
bro,
is
bro.
When somebody's in mid speech, when they're holding up, like, okay, imagine you're at a wedding, all right? You say, I want to make a toast, and you hold up your toaster.
Was that what you were gonna do?
You hold up your toaster.
I'll totally pour another one right now. We can fix this.
And you address the audience and you deliver your whole little speech about how much you love the couple that's up there.
How was I supposed
and
to know that's
nobody true. Nobody drinks at that moment. They wait until you're done, and then you raise your glass even higher. And then you take it down like so.
Hip hip, hooray!
But can we add for the record? Was that what you were gonna do? Because I don't think it was. I think you just like naturally were looking away.
Well, I don't like to look at people when I speak to them, Mark. You should know that by now.
No, I don't know,
dude. We're sitting in a room, and I've got a giant piece of I got a board that I just shoved. Like, there's no purpose for this board to be here other than so I don't have to look at you.
Well, I think for a radio show, you shouldn't look at the other people unless something specific. You know,
you're a genius, man.
Like,
and why?
Yeah.
Explain that. Explain why.
Because you need
tell
the personality. You're not looking at people's faces. You're hearing their voice. You know what I mean? Like, you want to hear them. Not like, you know what I mean? That takes away the element. The whole concept's basically fucking defeated, technically, if you're looking at each other, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why when you see radio shows on TV, you know they're all in separate booths and shit. Or separated, like Chris said.
Like, you're telling me that you think it would take away from whatever is happening here. If we were looking each other in the eye.
Absolutely, for a radio show. Not for a chill sesh. If we were just chilling, I want to smoke a bowl. You know, that's different, but
I'm still only looking in the eye 10% of the time.
Okay, like well, that's okay. Yeah, everybody's different, man.
I say making a toast, I would probably do 50%. I'd probably just stare you straight in your eyes while I'm making a toast.
Or I do the odd thing.
Huh?
Like make it all odd. Like sir.
I don't know, but this guy's staring me, freaking me out. Is that what you're mean? Like,
I don't know. I'm like
why,
that.
Why am I looking over there, man?
You are. See, you're now looking at me in my eyes. He just did it. Guys, I changed this man.
It's only because you moved. It's only because you moved your head. You slid it out from behind the wall. Like
I'm sorry.
Stooges.
I had to prove a point. I had to prove
hello,
a point.
Hello.
He did that to me while we were listening to the song.
I did. I did. I was like, what's John up to right now?
I'm just listening to the song, and then all of a sudden,
I was like, what's he doing?
All of a sudden, the almighty head is right in your face, in your area.
Hell yeah, boy. Hey, that'd be some shit, though. You fucking wake up in bed, the almighty one's right next to you. What are you going to do, boy?
Huh? I don't know. What does your girlfriend do?
Like, we fucking have a lot of sex. Dude, oh, God, well, guys. I forgot I had to tell you guys a fucking story.
Uh-oh.
Holy spit fucking throw. Shit. Why? Why is this not the first
Man,
fucking thing I said?
I gotta ask you a question.
Ask away.
What were you about to say?
No. I was about to tell a fucking great story.
My question is, what is up with those? We were smoking, so we weren't paying attention, but John might have heard it. Those labels, those like IDs, you know, like the
Chris Break Records. You know what? I hate them, but
those are
listen,
all over
okay.
that track, aren't
so,
they? John?
So, yeah. The deal is you have to purchase leases to the beats, and I'm just not going to do that. I'm just releasing songs like mixtapes.
But
the Get
It one was real bad. Like, it was like,
yeah.
You know, I'd be like, Produce Records, go to www.produce.com. .com. But you were flowing all over the top of that.
I mean, it is what it is, dude. You got, you know, like, I'm not going to pay, you know, $50 to put out just something I'm fucking around on. You know what I mean? I don't even have a great microphone right now, you know?
You're
so
thinking about
I'm fucking around.
You ever think about making a beat?
I don't know. You ever think about fucking having a goddamn fucking orgy? You know? Like, yeah, I've thought about it, Chris. But, I mean.
Well, how far have you gotten?
It's rough, bro. There's things you can do. You can sample. Samples are easy.
Do you go from just looking at videos and then do you move on to like
no,
Craigslist
I've never
ads or do you just kind of ask your friends and hint?
Oh, you're on the orgy thing orgies? Right now.
Like, how far have you gotten in that realm?
You know, as bad as it is, guys, never mind. I'm just fucking with you. I don't even know what I was going to say right now. Beep.
You were going to tell us.
But I had an orgy last night. It was so fucking amazing. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Why?
You didn't let me tell my story.
Why is it that those things, like, you ever thought about making a beat? Like, you want to make some beats or something?
I do.
Beats?
I do, but I'm going to have to explain to you guys. I don't just rap. Like, I don't just fucking walk to some dude's studio and go, hey, man, I'm ready to fucking record, and then leave and there's nothing else. No. I fucking write it, record it, mix it, and then put it out. Like, I can't even master right now. I'm doing it all on my own.
You mix it, though?
Yes. Nobody else.
Is anybody with you in the room when you rap, or?
Yeah, my roommate, Josh.
Okay. But I mean,
shout outs to fucking the Logan Log.
Does the Logan Log
critique it?
Run any of the equipment?
No.
Really? So you want yourself?
He just sits there and like says something every now and then. Like I was said something about fucking getting stoned and watching Robot Chicken, and he was like, "Fucking hey, man,
want to smoke a bowl?
smoke a bowl?
Hey, John, play a funky beat. Let's find a weird beat. I want to hear some freestyling.
Of course you do.
You got a beat?
Yeah.
Bro, a beat, a rap beat. This is fucking...
It's a break beat.
Is that Donyo?
Oh my God,
it's a
dude.
Break beat.
Hey, John, did you notice what I did to your drum over there?
What'd you do to it?
Did you notice that? That kick drum?
John, I'm not rapping on that. This is a little bit odd, too. Can I have a hip-hop
John,
beat, sir?
Put your foot on that kick drum.
New school, new school hip-hop beat.
You moved it off the center?
I might have done that on accident. I tightened it.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear how it's not as, like, clanky?
Yeah.
If you hit it real hard, yeah.
You guys are making me about to have a schizo freak out right now.
So, what
things
I think
are banging,
you,
people are...
What I think you need to do...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did that?
Who?
Who? Saru. Seth jumps on the beat out of nowhere. Seth fucking just comes in rapping.
It's
fucking
Donyo. Donyo.
Fucking Donyo and the Almighty One, man. We fucking kissed and made up. Bet y'all motherfuckers been waiting for this for a long time. Well, here it is, motherfucker. I got you, though. You want freestyle?
John, can you play that kick and some of that hi-hat and do like a beat? What do you think about that, Mark?
I don't give a fuck what you do.
But there's no snare.
I'm just going to spit out the side of my ass.
Oh, no snare. You know what?
I feel like the moment's ruined now.
No, it ain't.
It's ruined. That's not on. That's really, John, are we listening to two different beats? There you go. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna give you bitches something you don't deserve. But I'm gonna make sure I say some whack shit.
Where does it go?
I don't know. I'm not feeling the fucking drums mixed with the fucking beat.
We'll get it, Mark, I promise.
Yeah, I feel like someone's yelling in my ear while I'm trying to rap.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know when to rap, because you guys aren't... I can't look at anybody, apparently, so...
Just calm down.
You know, I'm not getting the okay to fucking bust one right now.
Whatever you want to do.
All right, hold up. Yeah, I'm chilling on the Chris Break Show. Fuck all you fake assholes. Get stoned chilling with my bros and a bitch, and I'm the fastest chopper in Nappy. To think that I'm not, then listen to this. I hit him with a Yankee 47, then I put the body in the grave and make it rot. And I think that they forgot that I'll be killing everybody. You got the plot to motherfucking blow up in the game, so fuck you hoes. Yeah, I be puffing on that dro, take it to the head, then I want some more. Like I said, we get it, bro. And I'm just chilling with the Chris Break. We make them break a leg because that bitch fake. And yeah, I cut them snakes off because they fucking hate. And on the fact that I kill it and I'm fucking great. And I got a large penis and I'm a fucking genius. Yeah, I fucking mean this. When I spit on the floor, they be like, damn, does he mean it? Well, ask yourself, anybody gonna kill this shit? I don't know, but I'm stuttering because I'm kind of fucking fucked up drunk in a bitch. That's it. That was the wackest. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Apparently John's just going to keep going because he wants me to keep rapping. Is that what you want, John?
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, no. No. I don't even like freestyling, bro. It's not, I'm rusty. I'm rusty, guys. I'm rusty. And this isn't a good beat. I'll kill it on some snow goons. Snow goons beats. And don't look it up. I don't want to just bust freestyles. You know, let's fucking... We were just having a good time. You put me on the spot. You see? Oh, my God. You fucking looked it up. You're fucking quick. You're a stalker. You're a stalker status, son.
Check out that, John.
That is a tight snare.
You're going to be able to handle that?
It's all backwards.
You got your kick drum on your left, your snare on your right. Yes. And not your snare.
It's all backwards. Would, do you want to do that again, spit?
Yeah, get a beat going, John.
He said he doesn't want to.
Wait. All right, listen, I'll explain. Technically, anytime you freestyle, what are you getting? You know what I mean? You're just giving them something to hear, so I don't even try really hard anymore. I used to say a lot of tight shit freestyle, and then I'd be like, fuck, I forgot
well,
it, you know what I mean?
Just tell, just freestyle like to John how goofy his face is.
That'd be hilarious.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he actually, believe it or not, looks pretty funny.
Well, there you go. You have a topic.
No, he's a handsome, strapping young man.
There you go. You want some of that?
He ain't the almighty one, though.
How's that make you feel?
There you go.
Snow Goons.
Is this the only one you got? Not a big fan of this one.
You know this one, though.
Yeah.
That was a buzzkill. That sounded crazy. Labor Day
ads.
Well, I really liked whatever was just happening there.
It was ads.
Snow Goons got the dope.
No, the
beats.
One before that. All right, what do you got, Mark?
It's Guns with a Z.
Yeah, what you got, my boy?
Yeah. Yo, I'm coming up out of the game of this almighty spit. I crack your motherfucking cranium. Give it these motherfuckers that platinum uranium. I'm like with titanium. You cuff me, dog, then I'ma kick your motherfucking ass. I'm coming too hard. I'm all up in the fucking game. These niggas be rapping like retards. And I'm just motherfucking number one chopper up in the net. Make these motherfucking bitches straight. Take a dirt nap. And matter of fact, I'll be killing the track so motherfucking fast when I bust a freestyle. In the meanwhile, looking at all of these people, they're looking at me like you're going senile. Well, fuck that. All you bitches in D. Now, and I'ma cut your body up and throw it in the now river while you quiver. I beg to differ, I make him shiver when I deliver the coldest fucking flow you ever heard, my nigga. Yeah, and I said, nigga, oh, he's white. Everybody just trip on him and act like you don't fucking like what he says, cause he's an SPIT all up on the motherfucking track. And if they don't like me, then I'ma take off with your wifey, knock you out your Nikes and put blood on your white tee. That's it, that's all you get. That's better than the last one, though. Tell you that right now. Ain't that beats dope?
Oh yeah, man.
Bucks with the Snow Goons. Shout out.
So keep it going. Mark, stop flowing. What the fuck you knowing? Nothing. Mark, get back on that shit. Take a ride on your disco stick. What's that shit you gonna say about your girl having an orgasm, crying? What's that shit you were gonna say? I wanna hear that story today.
A rap form. Cut the beat. I do want to tell that story.
He said cut the beat.
Oh.
Cut the beat.
Cut the beat. You gotta have the beat.
I should have been fucking with that beat while you're playing the drums. I should have taken it in and out.
Hey, Chris busted one too though, real quick.
I heard him.
That came out of nowhere. I'm kind of shocked right now. I wouldn't ever feel like you should take a shot, sir.
It was the freestyle
shot,
vibe.
Shot. I'm fucking shit faced.
Should I just leave that effect on you the whole time, Mark?
No, I don't like it.
John, what's your vote?
It sounds good.
Oh my god! I fucking knew it. Why you turn on another beat? He's like, yeah, you're just gonna rap now.
No, rap I thought monkey. You were gonna tell rap that
monkey.
Story.
Rap
to
monkey.
A beat.
I don't want to. I can't do that. This is an epic story.
Almighty Spit can't do nothing. Can't do
nothing.
Can't,
I, dude, can't that is a
nothing.
Privilege. I have told women in my life that to fucking put their lips around my penis is a privilege.
You can do whatever you set your mind to, man.
I did do this.
I gotta say, those drums sounded amazing, John.
Well, all right.
Has it was the, sexy, John.
Has the flow of the show changed now that more than half of us may be impaired? What do you think?
It maybe have.
I think the answer is yes.
I play you left-handed
really,
drums. That's very
those
weird.
Those drums sounded great.
Well, now you're basically ambidextrous. You can fucking masturbate with both hands.
Ambi what? You say you fucking
hey,
racist?
I'm assuming you guys said you're fucking single, right? I get laid every day. I don't know about y'all. I still masturbate too, though. I fucking, dude,
wait,
I get laid and an hour later I say I could go for a fucking wank right now. I don't know why.
Are you attacking me for masturbating?
No, masturbation's awesome. Shit, believe it or not, honey, I masturbated while you were fucking sleeping on the couch. And then still fucking woke you up and fucked you.
You're talking to your girlfriend who's in the studio with us.
Hey, she's good people.
Well, yeah, good on you.
Hey, she's amazing. She's amazing. Shit.
Just to recap.
Now I'm going to tell the story that I was going
to
tell you. Dude.
Just to recap, we're sitting here with Mark, the almighty spit, and his girlfriend who smuggled methamphetamine into a jail.
He's getting loose up here when the spit comes.
Woo-woo. What, you know, what'd you expect, though? You know, I don't know how other people ever come on the show. I know you guys, you know, like.
No, I think it's great. No, we've all done fucked up shit. We all could tell weird fucked up stories about ourselves.
You want me to tell a story about Chris Brake? I was fucking 15, dude. I come over to this nigga's house, right? He's fucking shit-faced. He just starts fucking pushing me down and throwing this big box at my face. And I go get my niggas and bring them over and like, they laughed about it. And everybody was like, what the fuck, dude? And I was like, I don't know. I just.
You were real mad about
Chris,
that.
Well, Chris was shit-faced, dude. He was so shit-faced that like, he just kept laughing and laughing and doing it. And I was like, dude, stop! Stop! I was like, what the fuck? I didn't know what to do. So I went and got the boys, the fellas.
Who are these fellas? What did they look like? Who were they in relation to you? Who were they in relation to me?
It was Angel. Who are these fellas? It was Angel, his brother, and their friend. And they basically came over and you guys got all fucking stoned and like laughed at me. I mean, I got stoned too, but you guys thought it was fucking funny. I was like, fuck that. You threw a box at me. I don't know why you did. I mean, it wasn't a full box or anything. You were just like really drunk, and I was sober. That's somebody's drunk and you're sober shit. You know,
right? You got
it was
stop
my
that.
First ever experience with that.
Stuff that you got to stuff that.
You got to fuck that. You got to walk the fuck out of there and go. This dude's fucking shit faced, and I'm
right. But if
I got shit faced that night, and we all laughed about it.
There you go.
I remember one time, Mark. You the whole day. I think I hung out with you for a good 4 hours before the evening rolled around when everybody started drinking.
Don't bring fucking Jasmine.
Huh? You just did, sir.
I know. Well, no. I remember. I was gonna say, were you gonna bring up that one time I fucked Jasmine and the fucking whoever you brought me somewhere?
No,
the shit ever.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Don't
nobody bring that was. Up. I intentionally was not gonna.
Hey,
bring
Hey, I'm
that
not
up.
Fucked up about it, but I want to be the one to bring it up.
You just were.
I know. I know. Thank you.
Look.
Did you take my coffee, Chris?
I did.
You did.
Okay. Take a shot, Chris.
There you go, bro.
Thank you.
Fucking shots.
I was setting up your.
The snare, yeah.
The snare. You got your own little band over there now.
I do. This is fun. We should jam.
Max Weinberg
on the.
Oh, my God.
We should jam Chris on the uke, spit on the Vox.
Why did Weinberg make me think Weininger?
Who is that?
I don't know. I've never heard of that guy.
Weininger?
No. I've never heard of him.
Okay, I guess you haven't heard of him.
Should we do a theme song? That's all I know. No. Hold on. To get something going. This just doesn't sound cool. I need something that sounds cool, John. How do I do it?
Snow Goons.
You want to
close out with Snow Goons?
What is that, Snow Goons? I really enjoy that.
They're East Coast beat makers. Producers.
Oh, so it's a... oh, man. Is this too loud? I can't hear you over there, John.
I was just messing around.
What are we doing, really? Shit. There's no way. There's no fucking way. What were those ones?
There you go, spit.
Yeah, that's a good happy beat.
That's all you.
What was it? CG and F?
You guys can tell our story now. Fucking cool thing, and you can give it as a clip, right?
Yeah.
All right, start it up.
Shit.
You guys are fucking lucky I love you, dude.
Almighty spit is in the mug.
I hate being a rat monkey. That's all you get. Yeah. Almighty spit, John Rapid, Chris fucking break. Wait, say one more. Let's start over. I gotta do it in a separate way. I gotta do John Rap last. I thought about it and I forgot what I was gonna say.
You keep going. Shit.
I don't even want to do this. This is like a leaving a rap beat. It's like a fucking weird Hawaiian thing.
We gotta play to a metronome.
I don't know. I feel like I'm fucking in Hawaii right now.
You gotta get used to it when you go on tour, man. This is what they're gonna want to hear.
Really now?
Yeah, dude.
I think they're gonna want to hear "We Get It, We Get It, We Get
Better
It."
Better get Island on that one.
Yes, sir. Come on.
What do you want to hear? The Goonie Mob?
All I was gonna say was like a simple fucking rap line, dude. You just take the clip and then, you know, get it. Get it. No, go back.
Where?
Whatever you, I don't like the wah-wah, I fucking hate wah-wah. No!
Take it away!
Did you take it off? Okay, good. Take it off! Put the reverb on there. No wah-wah. I don't like it. There you go. Woo! Almighty. Yeah, it's that little reverb. Well, did you have that?
Check it. Try it.
There you go.
How's that sound?
All right, do your little Hawaiian thing. Good. Yeah, cause it's almighty spit, Chris Break and John Rap. You with the Chris Break Show, bitch, and we'll be right back. We about to smoke a sack, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Should end the show, right? Okay, probably. Let's get back to reality. Let's get back to reality. Oh man, I just got
lost.
Sorry,
guys, I got overwhelmed. All right, I'm being a bitch right now.
It's okay.
I thought it was gonna be all cool coming. Okay, it's echoing again. It's freaking me out, guys.
I don't hear anything for real.
It's freaking me out. Like I'm flipping out.
All right,
you guys are having a lot of fun with this. Assholes. And at the Spitro's expense. It's okay, I accept it. I'm not a little bitch like Seth. Right, guys? Right, fellas? I thought you guys would agree with that. I don't think Seth's like necessarily a bitch, but like, as much as I fucking cussed him out, he's still like, hey, man, I fucking love your song, dude.
Look, I love Seth.
And I'm like, dude, you know, like, he's, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like a fucking awesome nut dangler guy, you know? Like,
I love Seth, but I feel very sorry for him because he has some sort of disorder.
He does, bro. He has to take medication and shit too. Like I do too. So I'm like, all this shit I'm saying right now.
No, that's fine.
I'm sorry, Seth. I apologize. But like
you're
not a rude prick.
Yours is.
I mean, I kind of am, but then again, I fucking have talked one on one with Seth. I went over to his crib after we had the radio interview.
Check it out, though. What I'm saying
is, we smoked and chilled, and fucking, he was cool then. You know.
All right. Now, what were you saying about crying? Well, with an orgasm orgy.
Oh, shit, see? Well, before I was rudely interrupted by fucking the Breakster, and like, not just rudely interrupted, but that was fucking like a 15-minute ordeal. I was going to tell an epic story. Well, holy fuck, dude.
Let's hear it to end the show.
All right.
We have to end the show.
It
got out of control, and I apologize to our audience. We have this under control.
Nah, it's Spitzer up in this bitch. Schizo squad.
We're back on track. I might have put Spitz mic really loud.
You did.
That's okay.
And you made it echo. That freaked me out, sir.
I didn't make it echo.
You did.
What were you saying? Oh, yeah. Tell me about this orgy.
It wasn't an orgy, ass. That was a joke. Now, see, you're high. I'm a different man, guys. My life has changed.
Yeah?
Dude, I had the fucking most awesome fucking sex today, dude. Oh, my God, bro. Best fucking sex I ever had, hands down, dude. You got to listen, bro. I'm going to be
honest.
Hands
down.
Dude, yes. And I thought that I fucking have already had the best ever. You know what I'm saying?
What made this so perfect?
I don't know, dude. We just fucking like went, dude. Without it felt so fucking good,
without
bro.
Without being too graphic.
It felt physically better than like any sex I've ever had. And
what are you doing writing songs about the devil?
I don't know.
You're a lover, obviously, not a hater.
No, oh, dude,
and
bro.
Being the devil.
Well, this is what I'm getting at, guys. It was so fucking good, dude. I cried. I cried afterward. I was like, dude, that was so fucking good.
After
I don't
sex.
Even know. Yes, that's dude. A first. I've never done that. No, but listen, you got to understand. I've never had my mind blown. You know what I mean? Like, I blow bitches' minds. You know what I mean? They don't blow mine. What the fuck? Fuck out of here.
How do you blow a bitch's mind?
I mean, I fucking hit him with the Davidson dumbbell. Hashtag.
What?
What is... That's my penis.
I was going to ask John to
hashtag.
See if he knew.
Hashtag Davidson
no,
dumbbell.
I do not know what
it's
that
fucked
is.
Up, man, because the women do know. The women do know. I got bitches coming after the Davidson dumbbell right now.
What's his profile image, John? Almighty Spitz?
100% beef. Davidson dumbbell, baby.
Does it say Davidson dumbbell on
there? Yes, and hashtag.
And a hashtag.
Absolutely.
The hashtag goes at the beginning.
As bad as it is, I was just joking at first, and then like I started fucking a few girls, and they started talking about it, and now everybody knows about the Davidson dumbbell.
I just realized that you have been texting me, when you've been texting me recently, you've been ending each sentence with a number sign, a pound sign.
Oh, I type really fast.
And I didn't know what that was, but now you...
Dude, I sent you a fucking crying face yesterday.
Well, you're speaking it now. You're saying something, and then you end it with hashtag. And that's how it was when you were
No. Only thing I hashtag is hashtag the Almighty Spit, hashtag Almighty One, hashtag Davidson Dumbbell, and hashtag Shadow Walkers. And then like sometimes other shit, too.
Now, what is this Schizo crew that I see?
Schizo Squad. That's my crew.
Yeah, that's what I said, meant.
Hashtag respect nobody. Nah, it's my crew, bro. It's my niggas, man. Shit. It's a few, a bunch of dudes that are from like
crew?
My, kind of like
would
some
one
people.
View this as a gang?
No. I don't know. We kind of do what we want when we want and fuck shit up. But I mean, we're not, we don't,
are
you
a religious cult or organization? Would you file for nonprofit?
Philly's, Philly, my dude, Philly's Catholic, if that counts.
Nonprofit.
Actually,
are
I went
you
to fucking,
exempt?
I went to mass with him, right? I went to Saturday night mass with him. And Catholic Church kind of weird, man.
It's very weird.
It's like, oh, and they're fucking in robes, and there's like little kids.
I went to a
funeral. And I'm like, I bet that motherfucking priest is touching that boy. The little boy hasn't looked up the whole fucking time.
I went to a Catholic funeral, and it was real nice, but I was really disturbed by one thing that really bothered me. One of the altar boys, well, a couple of them, were just wearing like shitty, like, you know, brightly colored tennis shoes. You know, like Rodman Worms or something.
Oh. Oh, I got to get on you now. You're homophobic.
And I'm like, what the hell's going on? I was like, this. Everybody's dressed real nice, and these little shits are wearing fucking sneakers, you know, at the bottom of their little robes. These fucks.
Green, neon green.
Why are you so observative?
No, these you could,
stuck out.
Everybody's
like.
wearing black and white, dark
colors.
Oh,
I got you.
And then
I
this
you.
Altar boy come walking down, you know, like throughout the ceremony when they bring the big cross down or they put Jesus on there or something.
That's the priest
like
bitch.
That.
That's the priest bitch. He said, you get some fucking.
This little bitch.
You get some Jordache shoes. Jordache. It's a Target, motherfucker. You get
wearing,
Target shoes, cuz.
I had those shoes.
You don't even get. Hey, I had them too, as bad as it is.
Jordache.
I had them too.
Jordache.
Yeah, like Jordache, bro. Like your ass almost. It's almost on your ass.
Jordan.
I never got that.
Right. Like
I had
the poor
LA
guys.
Gears.
The poor guys version. Here, Shine.
Jordan.
Here, Shine. We couldn't afford Jordans. You get Jordash. Jordash. That's fucked up. My sister was a big fan of Jordash. She didn't know. She's like, I like shopping at Target.
Fill me up there, guy, and then let's end this bitch.
Fucked up thing is.
So why did you cry?
I don't know.
Just because it
felt
really good.
So good, dude.
Well, that was an okay story, but the end was I don't know. Maybe
you
it's
suck, dude.
Maybe
you
it's because it's the second time I heard it.
You know, that's like, probably what it was. I got the whole, car fucking running.
The whole
up to
story
you.
Consists of I had sex and I cried. Yeah. It was so good. That's the whole story.
No.
Why right. Why you make a big deal out of
that?
How'd
that make
that?
You feel?
It was spontaneous, dude. It's like she was asleep for one. She was asleep. But now what? I fucking popped in a porno. I fucking got a fucking like a half a chub. Fucking went in there, woke her up. She fucking, I don't know. Are you okay with this, honey?
You're fine,
babe. All right. She fucking
was
blew
awake
me.
When you
she
did
blew
this,
me.
Right?
She gave me some fucking heck of good head, dude. Like the best fucking head ever, dude. She got her fucking
so
tongue pierced.
So what mentally made you?
I don't know. I don't know. I fucking don't know.
She's got a fucking tongue
I was
pierced.
Like, I was like, oh God, that was so fucking good. I'm damn near in tears. And then I was like, holy shit, I am in tears. And I was like, oh fuck.
Now
and I was like, I really got into tears. And I was like, God damn.
Was it like an out of body experience?
Yes. I literally said that to her. I said it was like a fucking out of body experience, dude. Like, dude,
well,
look,
why
bro,
didn't you say that
we
to
got
me?
Done. We got done, bro, and we were fucking laid out on the couch for like 30 minutes. We couldn't move.
Yeah, no BE. You didn't tell us.
Dude, bro, it was insane. I don't even know what the fuck happened.
What did happen?
I don't know. Fuck, I was just really horny and she was really horny.
No, but you cried.
I think, no. She,
out of body
I, it
experience.
Was good. It was the, I've never had my mind blown. You have to understand. No one's
what,
ever blown my mind.
What
I was mind blown.
Purely,
I was sitting there looking at the wall like,
were
what
there
the
emotions
fuck
involved?
Just happened?
Did you guys just get through some rough time together?
No, we fucking love each other.
He just
our sex just keeps getting
devil
better.
Song.
Our sex keeps getting better. That
you
might be what it is,
devil.
Dude. No, dude, it's just we have really good sex, you know?
It sounds like it.
So you weren't like emotional. So you weren't.
Well, no, it wasn't like an emotional thing.
You were
I mean,
not
I love her. I do love her.
You were not emotionally moved.
No, I was mind blown. I've never had my mind blown in my whole life.
It was
ever.
Different than
nothing
down
blows my
tears.
Mind. I'm the almighty spit, dude. I don't. Nothing fucking phases me.
But this did.
Hey, let me get it. Let me fill me up with that guy.
Yeah. Let's please. Do that. We'll end the show with that.
Yeah, we're gonna end the show.
You fucked up my story, though, man. I'm telling you right now, bro.
What story?
It is a fucking story.
So you cried.
I like how you're making me look like the bitch here, though.
I gotta tell you this story.
When you gotta fight, you're fucking masturbating before you go
you.
To sleep tonight.
I gotta tell
yeah,
you,
motherfucker.
I gotta. So are you?
No, I will. Yeah, probably after I get. Yeah, well, fuck it.
Look, here's
I
what happened.
Masturbate.
Here's what happened. Are we? No, you don't. You don't like to masturbate.
Actually, I don't. I always chafe my dick.
I knew
somehow.
It.
I do. Do you do that too?
What?
Be honest. Do you ever chafe your dick masturbating?
Look, one time.
Happens to me every time.
Spit was hanging up in a, or Haggard was hanging up in a tree, and Spit walked by, and we were like, hey, that Haggard guy, he sucks. And Haggard was hiding up in the tree, and Spit didn't know it. And Spit goes, wait, you secretly hate Haggard too?
Oh, hell no. I don't even remember that.
That was the funniest thing ever. Well, you were like, that's when you were like 15.
I almost said I was at the park, right?
Yeah.
And he jumped out and he's like, hey, motherfucker.
Now, you weren't there
when
he
always got fucking.
You weren't there when he jumped down. Like, well, you didn't. Yeah, as soon as you realized he was up there, you go, Jared, you're in the tree. And he goes, and I'm coming down.
Oh, shit. I must have been young.
You went into full sprint. And just
nice.
Hit, and
nice.
Just disappeared.
Hey, that's real nigga shit, though. Get out of there. Get out of Dodge, you know?
Yeah.
Haggard didn't fuck around. And, hey, Boss Hoggins, ain't it?
Yeah.
That was my dude, bro.
Haggard was.
He was actually really fun. He was fucking my sister, dude. You know, that's all it was.
Yeah, that's really fun.
That's all it was. That's all it was. He's fucking my sister.
But Haggard. He, he would, like you said, he was on a couple Xanax when he was up in that tree. So, you probably would have been better off if
can
you
we
didn't
like
run.
Say some things about Haggard since it's Haggard and not the name?
His name is Jared.
I was just going to tell him another great story.
You can still do that. Nobody knows.
Remember when he
else.
Caught all the fucking apartment complex trash cans on fire?
Now that, I don't, I remember you guys
that
telling
me
about that.
That was fucking nuts, dude. He's like,
remember,
look at it, bruh.
Yeah, I remember you guys telling me about
that. Set
the
whole block ablaze.
Well, yeah, one night.
Boss Hog on Xanax. He was so fucked up, dude. He was like, oh, I don't even know how many bars he took. Probably like fucking 8 or 9.
Yeah, fucking, 8 or 9. He was up there in the tree.
Yeah.
And then after
he, said,
left,
he set like fucking
he
6.
He couldn't get out of the tree.
Oh, that's crazy.
He told you,
I feel better now.
Down,
I felt
down.
Like a bitch for running.
You know, like you know what Xanax does to your body? Like, it's like a muscle relaxer,
oh,
right?
Dude, bro.
So all your muscles just get kind of super lazy. And he's looking. So he was like, I'd say at least 10 or 11 feet up in this tree, really high up there. And, he decided what his best method was to, you know, like hang on by his hands,
Chris,
from the big branch and then drop down. Oh, thank you, sir. And then drop down.
Cheers.
Hold on. Cheers. I'm in the middle of a fucking story.
Hey, you made me wait 15 minutes. Almost.
He was hanging there. oops. Whoa, what did I just do? What happened?
Somebody went up.
You ruined it.
What did I do?
You ruined it all, Chris. There you go. You shouldn't have done it.
Uh-oh. Did anything change?
Yeah, something. Sounds like something did, but I don't know what.
I know.
Sounds louder.
Whoa.
Maybe there's another mic on or something.
Does this sound better?
Yeah.
I'm never smoking spit. We're never doing that again.
You took a fucking one hitter.
You don't pussy. Understand. Like, what did I just do earlier?
Did you get a head change? What would you do if you just lost the entire show right now? Yeah, figure out what's going on.
It's not working.
All right.
Oh, she got off the phone. Wow. We could hear her phone call.
Okay.
Okay, I thought that was interesting. You don't like those little details? Mark, why the long face, buddy?
I don't know. This has been odd. Yeah, I had fun.
It's getting weird because you just got the head change. Look at you. You just got weird all of a sudden.
I did. Everything just hit me right now.
I've been handling the show.
It's all fucking like.
I've been handling the show completely normal for the past 30 minutes.
That threw me off, dude. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I thought we just had a major malfunction. Like, you know, it's about to go back. Technical difficulties. You know? Fuck.
No, dude, I'm high. My hand slid across the whole board and turned up all these knobs.
Forkin' A.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. You guys are radio niggas. I'm a rapping nigga, all right? That's all it is. I don't know what to say, what to do. I'm just being myself. All this stupid shit you guys want to hear, right? Fucking skinny jean swag bags.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't know.
I'm going to use what you said as a promotion. The show. No, everything before that. That was great.
Oh. I do what you do.
We radio niggas. I ain't fucked up about it.
Yeah, you radio niggas. I'm a rapping nigga.
All right, let's take this.
Strange label.
We're taking shots?
Fuck yeah.
All right. We tap. I look you in the eye. We nod.
That makes it a little weird, though.
I can't drink this.
I can't look at you in the eye without thinking, like, want to smoke a bowl or cha 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 cha.
We're particular people congregate.
Oh, Chris, I spilled it on myself. You made me laugh too hard, bro.
That's why we have a rug under you.
All right. Cheers. Oh, this is horrible.
Yeah, what the hell is that you're pouring us?
60 proof triple sec. Oh. It's like the nastiest shit I've ever drank in my life.
Okay.
I thought I was cool bringing it and shit. Like, yeah. Yeah, I'm walking in with the motherfucking triple sec dough. Motherfucking triple sec dough. It's triple OG dough.
Cool name.
Yeah, it's a mixer, though. So in reality, I'm like a fucking loser right now. I should have brought in fucking some goose.
Hey, can I hand you something? You tell me what it is. Don't read an address. I mean, not the numbers.
Bone fags.
What is it, though?
That's the motherfucking Chris Breaks band. What, fucking bone fags, boy.
John Rapp, too. But what is... What,
I don't... Well, I'm really...
What are you holding? Describe what that is you're holding.
I am holding the bone fags new American Express business card.
It's a...
So, basically, I can't get a fucking credit card, but apparently the fucking bone fags can. So, this is the world we live in, guys. These are the questions we... These are things we need to be yelling about and mad about. Fucking bone fags get a credit card. Almighty Spit gets shit.
Can't get credit for nothing.
Yeah, give me that back.
That's
going?
Some bullshit.
Where are you going with that? What are you putting
that's
in your pocket?
That's some bullshit right there. I'm upset you didn't fucking show me that right now. I'm about to fucking go off, bro.
It's a...
That's fucking bullshit.
What is this called?
It's American Express, right?
Yeah, but it's... What is it? Is there a... There's not a card in here, is there? No, it's an application for a credit card, right?
Oh, okay. Well, now I feel bad.
Well, it says
I was about to say, fuck the bone fags and everything.
Well, it says we're already approved on the outside.
That's how they get you. No, I thought you guys legit got one. I was like, dude, what the fuck? I've been applying for credit cards for fucking months, dude.
I'm sure he could get it.
Yeah, no, dude, my wife fucked my credit up.
Huh? What did she fuck up the bone fags credit?
No.
Did she fuck up the credit of Almighty Spit Inc.?
If you're talking about the Davidson dumbbell, absolutely not. If anything, the fucking credit went up, because then I was like Austin Powers when fucking Vanessa blows up, like, holy shit, I'm single again. Oh, behave.
Well, I think we're supposed to end the show. We got to end the show, guys. We got to do it. Oh, thanks, John. All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, Almighty Spit, for coming in. Where do people go to find out your stuff?
www.soundcloud.com/TheAlmightySpit, or go to Gay Ass Reverb Nation and search The Almighty Spit.
Where you are number 54.
I'm glad you mentioned that, asshole.
All right. I'd also like to thank Darren Snyder from Indian Tune and Mike Moore from The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, as well as John T. at the 405 Media, Matt Leroy, or Leroy as I like to call him, from Beardy and the Beast, and Melissa Mary Elizabeth. I'm sorry, Mary Elizabeth.
Mary Elizabeth Rumsey.
Yeah, Mary Elizabeth Rumsey at meandrhyme.wordpress.com. Thank you to Rich Barker from Punk Rock Night at the Melody Inn, where every Saturday night is Punk Rock Night at the Melody Inn in Indianapolis, 38th and Illinois. John, who are you thanking today?
I want to thank Ron at Radio Max Music. We thank Jeremy at the Couch Potato Nation, Mark at the Tangent Bound Network, Jack over at the Mix FM, Suma Peter in Africa, Loudtown Radio, Tom at the Talk Stream Live, Mike over there at IRN
Internet Radio Network. Toby at the Radio Blitz, the Mars Sound Man at United Sounds Choice, Tico at FJS Radio. We still don't know what that stands for. Peter at Cornucopia Broadcasting, and Big Nate on the air at Cover Charge Radio.
Dropping bombs.
Oops.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you play it, and I know this is recording, and I hope you play it. Okay, see you guys.